Have you ever noticed how certain people seem to draw others toward them effortlessly? Not because they're the loudest or most opinionated, but because their minds feel alive. While we spend fortunes on appearance, we ignore what truly captivates, the quality of our thinking. A beautiful mind isn't about memorizing facts or flaunting credentials. It's about how you engage, how you listen, how you make others feel when they speak with you. This kind of mental magnetism can be learned, practiced, and refined, transforming ordinary exchanges into moments of genuine connection. We've been taught that intellectual strength means standing our ground, but real sophistication lies in finding common ground without surrendering your perspective. Most people stumble into two extremes, nodding mindlessly at everything or reflexively contradicting every point. Neither approach reveals a beautiful mind. The key is understanding that everyone operates within their own logic bubble, a unique constellation of experiences, values, and perceptions that makes their position perfectly sensible to them. When someone argues that arranged marriages work, they're not necessarily wrong. They might be speaking from a cultural context where such unions genuinely thrive. Instead of dismissing their view, ask yourself, under what circumstances might this be true? This mental flexibility, the willingness to see validity and perspectives different from your own, creates bridges where walls once stood. When you genuinely delight in discovering points of agreement, even amid profound disagreement, you signal something rare, a mind more interested in understanding than in winning. Effective disagreement requires thoughtfulness, not aggression. "I'm not sure I follow your reasoning" invites conversation. "That's idiotic" shuts it down. When someone claims high imprisonment rates prove Americans are more criminal, offer alternative explanations, different sentencing practices, plea bargaining effects, or varying crime definitions. This opens space for exploration rather than entrenched opposition. Watch for selective perception, noticing only evidence supporting pre-existing beliefs. Someone convinced of racial stereotypes remembers confirming instances while forgetting contradictions. Point out this filtering gently. Strip away emotional adjectives like lazy or dishonest to reveal whether substance remains. Distinguish between differing, holding equally valid alternative views, and disagreeing, identifying objective error. Some questions have one right answer, whether liquid is whiskey or cognac. Most human questions allow multiple valid viewpoints. Will raising magazine prices increase or decrease sales? Different answers might all prove correct depending on circumstances. Differences spring from varied sources, personal preferences, competing definitions, contrasting perspectives, conflicting values, and diverse experiences. Clearly articulate these. "I think this approach will work. You think it won't." Explore the foundation, different values, experiences, or predictions. Try reconciling by showing how both views might apply to different aspects. But if reconciliation fails, agree to disagree while understanding why. Being interesting matters more than being right. Interesting people attract company and energize conversations. Share genuinely fascinating information. Female stick insects reproducing without males, frogs incubating eggs in their stomachs, or how an Australian doctor's alternative ulcer theory revolutionized medicine despite initial ridicule. Develop the what-if habit, playful speculation that transforms mundane topics. What if dogs could speak? What if China became the dominant economic power? Consider connections between seemingly unrelated phenomena. China's female suicide rates and the one-child policy, teenage pregnancy, and housing allocation. Practice finding interest in ordinary subjects by randomly selecting topics and challenging yourself to say something engaging. How you respond shapes whether conversations flourish or wither. When doubt exists about someone's meaning, ask for clarification. Support means actively strengthening another's proposition through your experience or knowledge. When you like a point, build upon it. If someone discusses achievement needs in young people, explore where children without academic or athletic gifts could find achievement, perhaps through hobbies schools could develop. Carrying forward takes ideas into practical futures, imagining implementation consequences. This collaborative spirit transforms discussion from argumentative battle into cooperative exploration. Listening yields more value than talking. While speaking clarifies your thinking, listening brings genuinely new ideas, fresh information, alternative perspectives, unexpected insights. Pay attention to word choice, especially adjectives revealing subjective feelings. What someone calls boring might be beautiful to another. Repeating what you've heard demonstrates understanding. I think I heard you say, this flatters the speaker and allows them to confirm or correct your interpretation. Effective listening requires dual attention, first to the speaker's main argument, second to interesting tangential points. Like stopping to explore an intriguing village while driving to your destination, this second focus allows you to gain value even when you disagree with their primary point. Questions direct attention with surgical precision. Fishing questions are open-ended with unpredictable answers. What's the most popular girl's name in the USA? Shooting questions target specific yes-no responses. Have there been any female presidents? Use shooting questions when you know exactly what you want to verify. Otherwise, fishing questions prove more efficient. The most valuable questions ask for elaboration. Could you tell me more about that? With statistical claims, follow up about sample size and methodology. When speakers take extreme positions, explore modifications. Would you accept this adjustment to your proposition? Perhaps the most important question is, what is the basis for your thinking? This reveals the true architecture of their reasoning. For 24 centuries, argument has dominated Western thought, each side defending positions while proving opponents wrong. The Six Thinking Hats method transforms this by aligning thinkers to examine issues from the same perspective simultaneously, like observers circling a building together. Each colored hat serves a specific purpose. White gathers information, red legitimizes emotions, black applies critical judgment, yellow explores benefits, green invites creativity, and blue orchestrates the process. This parallel approach enables joint exploration rather than positional defense, reducing beating time to 1/5 while achieving superior outcomes. Concepts unlock practical solutions. When a town faces parking problems, redefining the concept opens possibilities. If parking meters exist to maximize space usage rather than generate revenue, new options emerge, like requiring parked cars to leave headlights on, ensuring brief stays. For traffic congestion, reframe the question. How do we reward those who leave cars at home? One solution? Require city drivers to purchase permits that non-drivers can sell, creating financial incentives. Extracting concepts means identifying underlying essence. For accident insurance, the concept is all those exposed to risk contribute to those who suffer. Concepts exist at different levels. Food is broader than protein, which is broader than steak. Use concepts neither too broad nor too specific. Develop the concept habit by examining everyday items, hotels, shoes, banks. A tree might be centralizing energy reception or efficient arrangement of photosensitive material. Each concept is valid but incomplete, distilling essence rather than providing complete description. A mind's beauty lies in generating alternatives, the opposite of rigidity. Even without problems, seeking better approaches drives progress. Alternative perceptions matter most. Businesses can view recession as threat or opportunity, misbehaving children as disobedient or entrepreneurial, immigrants as drains or energy sources. Different perceptions aren't necessarily better, but demonstrate multiple viewpoints exist. Understanding alternative values proves challenging. Western culture emphasizes individualism, while Japanese culture prioritizes group harmony. To generate alternatives, first consider known options. When exhausted, identify the concept behind an existing approach and explore other fulfillment methods. Instead of lowering prices to increase sales, offer more volume, coupons, free items, extra services, longer guarantees, or cashback refunds. The importance of possible extends beyond uncertainty to being the foundation of scientific progress. Chinese science once led the world, but fell behind by failing to develop the hypothesis, a possible that guides investigation. Alternatives begin as possibilities we test toward probability and certainty. The most beautiful mind remains forever open to what it hasn't yet imagined.